This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Cowboys 2025 schedule is out, and myself, Zach Wolchuk, alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus. Man, we were having a blast yesterday on our show, the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Also, you can catch on Odyssey 2 to 7 p.m. Central Time. We were just gathering like everything we could, trying to piece together, looking at other teams' leaks. Like, okay, do they have a void here in their schedule? And I think we did a good job. I think by like 3:30 going into your Crusty's Corner segment on 3:40, we pretty much had this thing nailed, Brian.
Yeah, you know what, Zach? It's funny. I was on with Vach Lombardi last night. We were doing our show, and you know, you kind of drugged me into figuring out the schedule, because I guess, okay, if I could tell a real quick story, for like, there was a guy that texts me and he goes, man, you're one of the best when it comes to getting the schedule. It's a buddy of mine. And I said, you know, I don't know. This year, I just don't know. I've always had, you know, access to working at the Cowboys and always kind of figured out ways to get it when I wouldn't work at the Cowboys. And, you know, piecing it together can be hard. I mean, there are a lot of clues. You know, I thought you did a great job of kind of, okay, wait a minute, week six, they got a game, wait a minute. But you kind of drug me into it, because I really wasn't going to get into it like I normally do. And then you started in the pre-show getting excited about, well, what about this? What about this? And I'm like, all right, Zach's into it. Let's see what we can do. And, you know, and then you start texting your buddies around the league. And you're like, okay, well, oh, wait, I have a friend in Arizona. Oh, wait, I have a friend in Denver. Oh, I have a friend in, you know, and you start kind of, you know, if you're not asking somebody for the whole schedule, but you're asking for just one game, you could kind of piece it all together. But I thought you did a tremendous job of drawing me into, I really honestly, I wasn't interested. I was just going to wait and see what it was. But your excitement level got me motivated to try and help. So I think I got to give you a lot of credit, and I appreciate, like you said in our segment, it's 105.3 The Fan, the G-Bag Nation. Crusty's Corner, I just went ahead and just said, okay, this is what we got. And we got it down to the last two. I think it was a Carolina and Green Bay. We were trying to determine which was going to go where. And then all of a sudden you got that final bit of information like, okay, Carolina's here. It's got to be the Raiders here. And sure enough, it all worked out the way it was. But I can say I wasn't really excited about it. Like I said, I had a friend that texts me and says, man, you've done this for 11 years. What do you mean you're not interested? What do you mean you're not? And I'm like, well, I'm just not. I'm just, you know, whatever happens, we'll see how it plays. I know who the teams are. But there was a certain element of it yesterday where I did enjoy working with you and trying to figure it out. And like I said, we got it by about 3:40. We had that thing done. So, yeah. You know, kudos to everybody around the league, though, that kind of was finding information out, you know, posting their stuff, because it was kind of a fun game in a way of like, you have certain clues like, okay, what do the Packers got going? Well, They don't have anything week four, but they've got 3, 5, and 6, you know, and you're kind of like, okay, maybe that's a possibility. And then you kind of get another clue. So I think the league is okay. I don't know about you, Zach. I think the league, they have these big release things that they do, and the teams do some tremendous work. I know Derek Eagleton, mm-hmm. the Cowboys take a lot of pride in their schedule release and how much fun they make it. But I think the league, in a way, kind of likes people like you and I trying to guess it along the way. I think they're okay with like, okay, let's see if they could figure this thing out before we actually let, you know, the NFL Network or ESPN or somebody like that release it.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, they did their whole stream yesterday, which yeah. was fun. And then their whole video release, they're saying, Micah goes, okay, well, now it's time for the schedule. Well, we've been releasing it the whole time. And they go back and they were showing clues the entire day of like which week, what was the schedule, when were they playing the Eagles, when were they playing the Bears, etc. So the Cowboys actually had some fun with that themselves without us even knowing, which made it even cooler. But yeah, I mean, I can't, I guess like we were talking with Gavin Dawson, who hosts with us, and Gavin's like, I can't care less about the schedule release. But the day, it's like, I can't help myself. You know, I don't think the one thing that I've wanted to make sure when we get into this business and you're actually covering the team, you know how the sausage is made. I don't ever want to lose like the love and the passion.
No.
Side of it, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally appreciate, like I said, I've done it for so many years. And then Fosh even said it to me last night. He says, man, you have a responsibility to these people, you know? And when you put it that way, I was thinking like, man, I'm running out of people to talk to. And then all of a sudden, I remember people I could talk to. All right, let's see if we can put this good. So yeah, I do appreciate you kind of getting me on track again. When you and Vach say, you have a responsibility to these fans. And you know what? Both of you are damn right about it. We do. We do have a responsibility to the guys and gals that take in our content, you know, every week. We appreciate you guys so much. So yeah, when you put it that way, I'll never forget this. Now I do have a responsibility to do this and try my best to make sure that the people who consume our content get exactly what they need.
Well, you're one of the best for a reason. That's why we love you here on Love of the Star and 105.3 The Fan and the you know, the podcast you're doing.
Well, no, thank you too.
All the platforms that you're on, my dear.
Oh man, I enjoy them all. But thank you for yesterday. I was kind of feeling sorry for myself because I'm like, you know what, I don't have I just don't have it like I used to. And then all of a sudden I realized, well, maybe I still do have it a little bit. But no, still got it. But thank you. No, well, let's get into this
thing.
Let's do it. Pretty interesting journey we're about to go on.
It is. So obviously week one, we knew like that game's going, that's the Eagles, the opener on Thursday night. I think one of the first takeaways I had, and I always love picking your brain from the front office side of this. What are you looking at as a front office member, as the team? I assume it's probably primetime games, maybe bad weather games. Maybe it's, hey, the short weeks, and the Cowboys are playing a bunch of Thursday nights this year. I think they've got Thanksgiving. They've got the Thursday night right afterwards against the Lions. And we can break this thing more down like week by week here, but just in general. And then they've also got the Christmas Day game at Washington, which is a Thursday. So if you include the opener, that's 4 Thursday games. Now, some of these are short weeks. Some of them won't be, considering the opener. That's not really going to hurt you much. But that can be a grueling schedule when you talk about 3 Thursday games at the back end of your schedule.
Yeah, and you never know where the health of your team is going to be. And we've talked about this a little bit before when sometimes you play teams that, like playing the Saints last year in week 2 was an absolute disaster. Playing the Saints in week 12, that's a W. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes you catch these teams that they're absolute best early in the season, and then you catch them at the end and then they're god awful. I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals are a team traditionally, it's like that. Dallas has been kind of that way the last few years too. Really kind of some poor early starts, right? You know, get offense kind of struggling a little bit and all that. And then next thing you know, you kind of figure some things out and you play better. I know defensively it was that way last year for the Cowboys. Remember the early season games, the Saints, the Ravens, just awful, awful games. And all of a sudden, you know, you kind of found out some things about your team and played a little bit better in the second half. But I think from a standpoint of looking in, you asked me the question about like week one. I think the Cowboys do have an advantage in one way of the new coaching staff. That is something that, you know, how much can the Eagles, and they'll spend all, you know, they're now from, you know, everybody will go on vacation starting on June 15th, you know, or actually you have the OTAs mini camps, you know, you go up to about June 15th and then all of a sudden everybody goes away for a month. But, you know, you've kind of now, you know, when you get back, you're thinking about, okay, this is the opening game. How are we going to prep this thing? I mean, teams know now what they know. They've seen the schedule and they have an understanding so they can really prep this thing. So there'll be a lot of work that put into that week one game while they're getting ready at training camp even. Mm-hmm. And so, but you know, you can understand Matt Eberflus, but how does Matt Eberflus work with these particular players? How's he going to work with Micah Parsons, with Fowler, the cornerbacks? You know, how's he going to set things up that way? You know, how about Brian Schottenheimer, play caller? Yeah, can you go back right and look at some of the things he did, you know, and some of his other stops that he had along the way, with Seattle, Jacksonville? Can you look at those? Pretty much a pretty different team there with different personnel groups, the addition of George Pickens with CeeDee Lamb. You know, there's a lot of things that Philadelphia is potentially going to have to prepare with, and they'll be working a little blind, you know, and maybe the Cowboys might be working a little blind too with the Eagles with a new offensive coordinator there as well. So both teams kind of going to have to figure out what's super important to us putting into the game plan and what is going to be overkill. And you just don't want to have the overkill. The thing about having the rhythm of a season is, you know what you need: goal line package, short yardage mm-hmm. package, you know, medium downs, you know, first down, you know what you get a rhythm of that and you break that down. Opening game, you really don't have that. And you always talk about some of the stuff too that happens to you with, you know, special teams. You know, it's sure. your special teams. You know, there's really not, you know, the live tackling of the preseason and stuff like that. The games are good, you know, for that aspect. But are your special teams really ready to play in week one? So it's kind of one of those toss up games, you know, when you really, really break it down, that, you know, Philadelphia is going to have some difficulties preparing for you. And there's probably just going to be some difficulties you're going to have preparing for Philadelphia as well.
No question. And you bring up special teams. That's another great point, because we talked about the Eagles. Like, maybe you're catching them at a good time. They're breaking into some new coordinators. Cowboys have a new special teams coordinator too, for the first time in a while. Yeah. No more Bones Fossil.
Yeah.
Six primetime games for the Dallas Cowboys this year. Week one at Philly, week four, Sunday Night Football against the Packers. Goodness gracious. As soon as the green and yellow come to town, I start to get nightmares. Week nine, which is a far cry from your days, Brian. I mean, the script is completely.
Oh no, man. This. My gosh. Yeah. You're right about that. We could never, ever, ever beat the Dallas Cowboys. And we had some really good teams. Now, we would own the San Francisco 49ers, but we would show up in Dallas at Texas Stadium, that big crown in the middle of the field, Brett Favre would throw the ball into the stands about the first three or four passes. And then, you know, you found a way to maybe get ahead. And then all of a sudden, Troy makes a play, Emmitt makes a play, Michael makes a play, Jay Novacek makes a play. And, you know, they get a sack on you, a fumble, whatever. And then the things would completely turn. But yeah, very, very difficult for the Cowboys for the Packers to play the Cowboys. But then kind of the script is flipped during the Aaron Rodgers administration. That was really a very difficult time. Some of the greatest playoff games you could ever imagine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Dez game, you know, the game at, you know, at Texas, at AT&T Stadium. I don't know to this day how Aaron Rodgers held onto that ball after that blitz. I don't have any clue how that happened. The throw that he made on third down, and then, you know, just the total ass kicking that you took, you know, as the second seed. You know, that still is fresh in a lot of people's minds as well.
No doubt. And then a weird situation here, where you've got two Monday night games, and you pointed this out to me yesterday when we were putting this together.
I thought we made a mistake. I thought we made a mistake when this happened. I really
so
did.
Weird, right? Because like typically, yeah. I mean, look, the Cowboys usually only get one Monday nighter anyway. Sure. Now you've got two Monday night games in 3 weeks that's broken up by your bye. You're at home against Arizona on Monday night. And I'm sure Troy's happy about this, right? Troy's looking for Cowboy games. But you get Arizona at home. Kyler Murray never lost at AT&T Stadium. And then bye week, and then week 11, you go to Vegas for the first time. You know that's going to be a hot ticket. At the Raiders, at Allegiant Stadium, their new look team with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith and Ashton Gentry, who I know Cowboy fans are excited about, even though he's not a Cowboy, but a local kid. How bizarre is that? Two Monday nighters in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Like I said, Zach, when you and I were breaking the schedule down or trying to get the information for it, when it went, you know, I'd heard from Arizona, my guys there were like, okay, Monday night, I think it was week 9.
Yep.
And I went, okay, great, pencil that in. Then we're trying to kind of figure out the bye. It was either like we were looking at week 6 or week 10. And I'm thinking, okay, we figured it out. It's going to be week 10. And then it turned around. Then I had, a Vegas source that told me that, okay, Monday Night Football, week 11. And I thought there was something wrong. I honestly thought that I misheard somebody. But no, that's how it actually worked out. In all my years of football, and again, I've been doing this since 1992, I don't remember, and I'm sure there's somebody that's listening to this broadcast that's going to say, no, broadest it happened when, you know, and I'm sure it could be a simple lookup and all that. But off the top of my head, I've never seen a team to have two Monday night games within 3 weeks.
So
I just never have seen that. So kind of a scheduling quirk there a little bit, making sure that they get Arizona a primetime game and they also get the Vegas Raiders a primetime game as well.
Then you get week 14 at the Lions. That's right after your Thanksgiving game against the Chiefs. That's a primetime game on Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football. And I guess here's where the problem is. All these networks want the Cowboys, right? So, you know, if you're going to play on Thursday on Thanksgiving and then, all right, we're going to reward Netflix with the Christmas Day game with the Chiefs or with the Commanders, which will be week 17. It's like, oh, what about Amazon Prime? Are you going to be left off? They want the Cowboys too. You know, Al wants to get pumped up with Herbie. Yeah. They want to be able to see the star. So there you go. You get the Lions on primetime. You follow that up with the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, NBC. And then I mentioned the national games, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So just to get on the soapbox here real quick, I saw yesterday you got South Lake Carroll Zone. I'm ashamed, Chase Daniel. I'm ashamed, sir. You should know this better than anybody. You're a Texas kid. You don't start this crap where the Cowboys aren't America's team, okay? Look, I don't even it's not even like I'm defensive over this America's team nickname. This was dubbed on the Cowboys before I was even born, all right? I'm a 91 baby. But there is no doubt who America's team is. You're 7-10. You're coming off a 7-10 year. You had Cooper Rush against Joe Burrow on Monday Night Football against the Bengals, and they're pulling the best Week 14 or whatever it is, Monday Night Football game in the history ratings-wise of ESPN. The Cowboys are the king of the castle. They are America's team. I go to the Dominican Republic. I'm wearing a Cowboys t-shirt, Brian, on the cruise. What happens? I got tons of Islanders coming over and saying, go Cowboys. You yeah. can't go anywhere in the world and not run into Cowboy fans. It's not America's team. It's the world's team. There's a reason why they're the number one most valuable team in the world. People either love them or you love to hate them and you love to watch them lose. So Adam Schefter puts out, oh, the most on-demand games per Vivid Seats. The top three are Dallas Cowboy games, Brian Broaddus. So people can, oh, it's the Chiefs. Oh, it's the Patriots. You know what? Those teams come and go when it comes to how good they are in these dynasties. The Cowboys can absolutely suck, and it doesn't matter. They're still on demand. And if you need more evidence as to what is America's team, it's right there. So spam me with the conversation, Chase Daniel or LaShawn McCoy or anyone else that wants to get into my mentions about this on the X. You're wrong. You don't have any leg to stand on. The Cowboys are and always will be America's team, Brian Broaddus.
I'll tell you what, that was impressive. Thank you very much, Jerry Jones. That was well said. Well said.
Thank you.
I think Chase Daniel's learning what media is all about in this world. You know what I'm saying? I think Shady McCoy is the old Philadelphia. I can understand Shady McCoy because of his Eagle love and all that.
Sure.
But Chase, I think Chase is learning that sometimes you have to be a little controversial, a little hot taker every once in a while. You know, we've all learned, you and I have been in this business now long enough that you get 50 to hate you, 50 to love you. You're doing pretty good radio. You can live with that.
We can live with
it. But it's about time for the Cowboys to reward the loyalty of these fans. It's about time.
Amen.
This is going to be a difficult year. And I mean, difficult in a way of, the Cowboys could play very, very well. It's a difficult schedule. I think it's a difficult schedule for the Commanders, difficult schedule for the Eagles. Playing the NFC North, I don't think is an easy thing. I don't think playing the AFC West with the coaches they have in that division, I don't think that's a particularly easy, think about what's going on out West now with the coaches you're having to deal with, with the Andy Reids and the Pete Carrolls, Jim Harbaugh, think about that. Think about how that's really, really changed, out there, the dynamics of the division. And you're dealing with one of the greatest players to ever play when you're talking about Mahomes. And now you're dealing with that on a short week where you don't really even practice. That game is going to be, I think the schedule makers really, because we say the schedule makers didn't do them any favors, I think it's because the teams that they're playing are not doing them any favors. When you're playing the Eagles twice, when you're playing the Green Bay Packers, when you're playing the Chiefs, when you're playing, I throw the Chargers in there because I think they're a better team with Jim Harbaugh as their coach. And you're playing them late in the year. That's one of those games. It's kind of, you're kind of looking at it, you're thinking like, okay, if you're going to kick some games, and I mean kick in a way of, hell, we might not win these games. It might, but the games if you have to lose a game, losing to Kansas City is no shame on a short week. Losing to the Chargers, I don't think that's a shame. But, the games you need to find a way to win, the Detroits, the Minnesotas, you can't kick that Commanders game. You can't kick that Giants game at the end.
Chicago, that's a game you probably feel better than. You're a better team.
You've got to find a way to these divisional opponents. You might not be better than Detroit. The last couple of years, Detroit's been outstanding. Detroit, even with all their banged up roster the way it was and the way they were fighting and winning games, that you're like, how are they doing this without Aiden Hutchinson and defensive tackles? And it was just crazy how they were doing that. But they're you know, I keep looking at that Kansas City game on Thanksgiving. Both teams will be at a disadvantage. It's not a common opponent. And the week before, the Cowboys fortunately are playing a game at home. Yeah. There's been a time where the Cowboys, the last several years, have had to be road team. Imagine if that game was in Philadelphia at 325. Then you have to play Kansas City Thursday on a short week. That would right. be a nightmare because you're rolling in at 4:30 in the morning on Monday, you know, getting ready for that game on Thursday, a Thursday afternoon game. My gosh, that game's going to be tough anyway. And we don't know what's going to happen injury-wise. We really don't. We just don't. But if you just evaluate it on paper, this division, and I'm talking about the NFC East, has a difficult task having to deal with the NFC North and the AFC West. That is 100%. not going to be fun. And then dealing within your own division.
Yeah.
You know, dealing within your own division is you know, some years it's very – Cowboys have a great history here recently. Dak Prescott dealing within the division. You know, the division very well could be won by who finds a way to beat Kansas City, who finds a way to beat the Chargers, or finds a way to go to Lambeau Field and get a victory. Who finds a way to take Detroit down at home? You know, this division, I'm talking about the NFC East, could come down to a game that you absolutely didn't feel like you were going to win, you know, and you find a way to get a couple of those. And next thing you know, you've got 12 wins and you find a way, you got the division. You know, the other team had 11 and you had 12 because you found a way to beat somebody you probably shouldn't have beaten. A Kansas City, a Detroit. There's the Cowboys to win this division. You're going to have to beat somebody that on paper right now, that as we go through this and play that fun game of win, win, loss, win, loss, loss, win. You know, we play that game every year as we look at the schedule. There's going to be one of those games where you're going to have to, maybe two games where you're going to go, we're going to call this a loss. But all of a sudden, when you and I are doing the post-game show, amazing victory. I don't know how Dallas beat Kansas City in a short week.
Yeah. You're so right. Where are they going to steal one? Let's do that. I like that segue. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.